That's Edward Alston. You can call him Ed. He's a lead service worker at Marketplace, Duke's East Campus Dining Hall. You can usually find him at Pacific Rim, Marketplace's stir-fry station. Ed cuts up beef, chicken, and tofu himself and makes teriyaki, general chow, and curry sauces from scratch. Right now he's cooking up some beef stir-fry with teriyaki. Ed loves to cook, and he enjoys working at Duke. He's worked at Marketplace for over 7 years. Ed says that other than giving him an opportunity to cook, his job has several perks.
It's a good environment, and then you get to interact with people from all around the world. And then not only that, it has benefits. Like you have dental benefits, car insurance, health. Get all of that through Duke. Get discounts on everything.
Ed also says that Duke service employees are represented by a union called Local 77. Local 77 fights for better wages, more convenient schedules, and additional benefits. But that doesn't mean the job doesn't come without its drawbacks. Working at Marketplace is a seasonal job. That means unlike Duke grounds and housekeeping workers who work all year but are paid less, Marketplace employees are off for 4 to 6 weeks over the summer. They can't draw unemployment for this time because when they took the job, they knew they would be off during the summers. Workers are each allotted a certain amount of vacation time during which they are paid even if they don't work. The key, Ed says, is to save your vacation time. That way you're covered for some of the time off during the summer. But he admits it can still be hard.
So during the year sometimes for the small breaks, I try not to spend any vacation time out. And also, I do other stuff on the side, like at Pops, the mechanic shop, tow truck business, and a little bit of catering. But before I had all those things, it was difficult though. To survive with just nothing on the side, it was some hard times. It is hard for a lot of people. It really is.
And that's where they reattach ligaments to the muscle. And this right here is the actual scar.
Anthony Walker, one of Ed's co-service workers who also works at Pacific Rim, especially knows the occasional challenges of working at Marketplace. Anthony has worked there since 1999. In the beginning of January, just when he was about to return to work after his Christmas break, Anthony broke his ankle in three places while playing with his grandson.
The nurse came back. She said, "Well, sorry, it's not sprained. You broke the ankle and put this soft cast on to have you see a bone specialist."
The recovery back has been tough, especially without the steady flow of income. He says that at first he relied on his vacation time to cover him while he's been recovering, but now he has no vacation time left. And even though he has family medical leave, which basically allows him to keep his job while he's out, he has to rely on other employees to donate him vacation time.
The doctor actually told me to go ahead and get those papers filled out, so that I will be guaranteed a job for up to 3 months. When I got paid Friday was going to be the last check I get until they can start donating vacation time to me. The only way I'm being covered now is by the grace of my wife. She's going to be responsible for trying to take care of as much as she can until I can reestablish some funds.
Ed and Anthony also say that the opening of West Campus Union may threaten many Marketplace workers' job security and lead to pay cuts. The workers currently at Penn Pavilion will ultimately move over to Marketplace, which will force many current Marketplace employees to either retire or take another job on campus. But for those who do take another campus job, there is a major caveat that depends on how long they've worked at Marketplace.
If you're under 10 years right now, if you leave out, you don't keep your pay. Like, if the pay drops, then you're taking the loss. But if you're over 10 years, you can go out anywhere right now, and you get to keep your pay.
People that work over on West Campus have more seniority than the people on East Campus. So when they come over, the people, even though we've been at East Campus for a longer time, when they come over, it's just like they're going to be able to pick and choose where they want to go, which I don't think is fair. I think when they come over at East Campus, they should have to take what's available. We're not being displaced, they are.
But despite the occasional challenges, both Ed and Anthony realize that no job is perfect. They enjoy making students happy and take pride in their work. In fact, Anthony's only real complaint is about Duke basketball. As a North Carolina fan, he enjoys mocking and joking around with Duke athletes. While Ed hopes to eventually open up his own restaurant, Anthony plans to continue working at Duke.